Friends, today, May 25th, 2026, we celebrate Memorial Day. Now, to some people, and sadly, probably too many, Memorial Day is just a day off, simply the end to a three-day weekend. But for those who have lost someone in a war, this day means much more than just a day off of work. In fact, I feel very strongly that every American ought to recognize this day out of patriotic duty to this country and in honor of those who spilled their blood to make America what she is today, free, strong, and a nation still worth fighting for. Friends, because men and women have died for this country, we still have the right to worship God freely. We still have the right to live at peace in our homes. We still have the right to pursue happiness and prosperity. Yes, thank God in heaven for those who died to make and keep us free. Now, as we remember those who died for liberty, it is fitting to remember the one who died to set us free from spiritual dictatorship. Jesus fought the armies of Satan that we might have spiritual liberty. So, today, let us parallel our nation's Memorial Day with the Memorial Day of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Brethren, for Christians, each Sunday should be a Memorial Day. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul spoke these words regarding the actions of Jesus at the Last Supper. Quote, "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Now, all Christian churches practice some sort of Holy Communion. Some call it the Eucharist. Some call it the Lord's Supper. Some even call it the New Testament Passover. Some practice it weekly, quarterly, monthly, or annually. But whatever you call it, whenever you do it, and in whatever manner you choose, you are remembering the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. But friends, we should remember Jesus Christ every day. Every day should be, to some degree, a Memorial Day for Jesus Christ. Friends, as Christians and Americans, as we remember the brave individuals that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom in this country, let us also remember the one that sacrificed himself so that we would have the opportunity to enjoy eternal freedom. Amen.